Side 2. This is Deborah Gordon interviewing Minnie Lowenstein, April 10th, 1992, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History for Euclid State
University. My name is Minnie Lowenstein, the same as before.
Set up your beauty shop in Siget?
Thank you, Deb.
Siget. What language did they speak in Siget?
Romanian and Hungarian.
Oh. I was,
well, when I was, but I was poor by a middle class family.
Okay, what would you call it?
How can I say? When I was a little girl, I was a skinny little girl, and my older sister used to make fun of me, call me Miss. The older sister was Venus over there. But then, when I grew up, 15, 16, I was a beautiful girl. I was selected from our town for the prettiest girl of town. Lively, full of life.
Was it like a beauty pageant?
It was a tea party. But in between, we had a very hard ship. My mother died when I was 13. We were seven children.
She died in childbirth, right?
Childbirth.
So the child was reborn from?
No, it was dead.
What was your father's source of income?
He was a bookkeeper. And then he was commerce.
Import.
Mm-hmm.
He was a scholarly religious man?
Yes. Everybody was the religious, let's put it this way, really. My mother comes from rabbis, very fanatic religious people. And my father comes from normal religious people, because there was everybody was the religious.
The Jewish people all were religious?
Yes.
They stick together to live in the community?
Yes, yes.
So all your friends and everyone was Jewish. It was a totally Jewish atmosphere.
Yes, you have all kinds of friends. You have neighbors all time, but usually Jews did stick together. So
there was only one congregation in each town.
A couple.
So your mother's family came from Rama.
Yes.
And the rabbis, that was passed down, right? If you were a rabbi and the son of a rabbi, you became a rabbi?
From the highest, what can I say, religious.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Pinker rabbi. There was the Munkacher rabbi. You know, this was related to my mother.
These the Pinka rabbi, I don't know these.
In Munkacs, this is from Czechoslovakia, the rabbi. He used to come once in a while for the, how can I say that, it's good side.
Mm-hmm.
But he used to come to our town, from the whole country. All the people used to come to see him.
I mean, he was like the holiest rabbi.
He was a really holy rabbi. He was a tiny little one, and when you looked at him, he looked like something, like an angel.
Like a
something.
Sage.
Yes.
And this was your mother's?
My mother's relations. Yeah. And then, I wish I could have had some moving pictures to see that it came Saturday. And after the prayer, and they made a meal. everybody was going to see what's going on. The men were downstairs. The ladies were upstairs. We were looking down the window, through the windows, to see what's going on. How, when the food was there, and as soon as he touched the food, everybody was running to the end to have a little food from this, what the rabbi touched.
Is this in your house or in the synagogue?
In the synagogue. And people was coming from all over, from every house.
I mean, as soon as he touched the food, they wanted some of the food.
Everybody
wanted. Like he blessed that food.
Yes, yes. It was very interesting.
Different than today, except in the real, real religious places. Where is that rabbi in New York? You know, if people come and be blessed by him.
I remember my grandfather came before the holidays. He blessed us all, put his hand on my head with a hanky on, and was blessing us.
So this rabbi, this one from Munkash, was the relative of your family, and you traveled throughout.
He used to come for this Yurtzeit. In the different countries, in the whole country, the people came to our town.
Your site.
They used
blessing over the dead people.
And everybody came to the rabbi to bless them. Many didn't make a living, and everybody was writing a little note and giving him the note with money to bless them and to wish them. Somebody was sick, used to come to him for the blessing. And this I really saw, as I say, it could be a movie out of it.
A whole other
right.
world.
Yes.
When your mother came with this religious background, how did your father meet her? They weren't from the same village? Or
well, it was a shadchan.
A range. Is that what a shadchan
was? A range.
So those arranged marriages were still going on, even in your generation?
Oh, yes, very much so. Mine, I was different. I was 16, I had a boyfriend.
But did they try to arrange a marriage, or did that just not work? Or it never happened?
Not with me anymore. No, after my mother died, we were religious, but it wasn't the same anymore.
So you didn't have an arranged marriage at birth?
No, not at all.
It seems to me that would be a time period when things were changing, even in Europe.
Yes, absolutely. Came theater to our hometown. And this fellow saw me. He was a wonderful actor. We met. Then we start going together. It's not together like here. We went more than a year before he permitted himself to kiss me. He was afraid if he'll kiss me.
Did he work as a full-time actor?
No, he was
Is he from the town or
somewhere? No, he was from Siget, where I opened my shop later. And then he had a job with a salesman.
Did he study acting?
He studied acting.
I'm just interested in knowing what
he had. He had, not too many, I can say. He had high school education. In Europe, high school is much higher than here. When you finish grade school, I think you have as much as here at high school.
What my father did.
This was
he
higher.
Was 14 and he had his own education.
Yeah, higher education than he did.
What kind of repertoire did the theater do? Yiddish theater? Or was it?
It was Yiddish.
Do you remember any plays? particular name to play? Musical, or just straight dramas, comedy? When you first saw him on the stage?
Yes. I can't think. How do you think? Mm-hmm. It will come to me eventually. I saw many musicals playing. Siget, biggest time.
Now, Siget had non-Jewish, Jewish people.
All of us. It wasn't the Jewish country.
No, but the small town that you lived in, was that mostly all Jewish?
No.
And the schools you went to, were they Jewish schools or public?
Public. But my mother was still alive. We have a private Jewish teacher. For us in the house with each other.
How big was your house? Did you share rooms?
What did that look like? The house wasn't too big. We had a big garden. The house was filled with sand. And one side was a river. In fact, when it came, the snow stopped melting. Many times we thought our house would go with the water to South Surrounded our house.
Oh, you had a river in your yard?
Yes,
a stream?
In the back. Yeah. We didn't have three rooms. And a whole bunch of kids sleeping in one bed.
All the kids were in one room?
Not in one room. We had three rooms, so it was shared. There was more beds than anything else, you know.
Then, in other words, the living room was not a living room. It had.
We had a table in the both rooms, tables and chairs. And one room was like, anyway, with two beds and a game room. Like a kitchen, stove, oak, we baked out of that bed.
Did your mother have help?
No. We did have help for the garden. And then we had...
Did you grow vegetables in the garden?
Yes. We had a very big garden. We only had somebody to dig it up and plant for us.
But she didn't have household help or anybody in the kitchen?
No. Now and then. Or when it came for Passover, you know, or to pay.
Where did you eat your meals? In these different rooms? Or did you also get at one table?
Yes, we had a big table.
So you had, in the three rooms, one of those was a dining room or a central area?
Dining room. We have our cow. We have another building.
The barn?
Above. Yes, with one room was there for the food, was covered for the winter.
So did you have central heating or was it winter?
No, heating with food. When it came Friday night after lighting the candles, we was allowed to touch the food. Food on the fire, so we had somebody to come in to the food in, or early in the morning to come and make the fire.
So after the Sabbath, you weren't allowed to do any work?
No, we cooked everything before, and we had churns, if you know what it means. We used to take it to the bakery in a pot for the Sabbath meal, so we took it to the bakery. You are not allowed to heat it up in the house. We had fire, it was warm because it was made for somebody else.
So you had workers come in to do that work? Did you you had to have the fire going all the time, right?
Keep the heat positive, yes, and it was wood, it burns up then.
So there was like a handyman?
Yeah.
Your parents had their own room? There was plumbing, bathroom, or was there outside?
Outside.
So it was basically like an outhouse thing. And for bathing, was there a public bath or?
Public.
The men separate? The women separate? I mean, they have.
Oh, yeah. Well, different times.
There was no such thing as showers in the private homes
no.
The wealthy people had?
No, I don't think so. Maybe one family, but the richest family. Maybe they had a private thing. Can't really think that they had a bathroom.
The Clinton washing clothes that were in the tubs?
Yeah, they washed it. You have a tour in the system? I used to go in the winter. The ice was there, but the weather different than here. There was 40 below zero.
40 below zero?
Yes.
And you were lived like in the mountains.
So you went with a hatchet to chop a hole in the river. To be able to take a bucket of water to bring it.
The river would freeze?
Yes. You could just skate on the river. This is frozen.
So this is a mountainous area. You went with a hatchet to get fresh water?
Yes, to make a hole in the ice until we went for the other bucket. It was frozen again. This is frozen cold.
Take the water into the house and put it in a tub and do your wash. And it wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't easy for a big family to wash it. But it was clean. The white clothes was sparkling.
Your mother did all the wash? Did she have someone help?
Yes, somebody helped.
Did the children all have chores?
We had them. We have a big family.
Yeah.
I always was thinking there was one family had only one girl and an enemy. The one. Which on the end it's nice to have.
Mm-hmm. They needed a lot of big family to do all the jobs. It was 40 below. I'm amazed. I thought that was more mild.
No, it was very cold.
And without central heating, you had warm blankets in the heat?
We had geese, our own geese. In the feathers, we made the blankets, really geese feathers, pure geese feathers. We never used other feathers. And the pillows for this. It was warm, and we slept in one room. It wasn't even heated. In the morning was frost on top of the blanket. The windows were frozen, but it was warm. Sometimes we put we heated up bricks and we left them in a towel and we put them in bed before we got in there. We should heat up the bed. Yes, that's the way it was. Unbelievable.
So you had the vegetables and that you grew, and you had your livestock, you had cows, but you didn't eat those before even.
We had milk from our cows sometimes. We had land where we grew potatoes for the whole year round and hay for the cow. We never worked with ourselves. farmers to do.
Were the farmers Jewish, or were they the country?
That's the farmers to do.
Did you have anti-Semitism from your workers? Were they?
I didn't know that. We didn't feel in our town, really, that there was.
When the Nazis came in there, I know you were
there. I wasn't there already. I left before. But there was the organizations, the Romanian, it means the Iron Guard, it's Nazis. And they already, before I left, used to come from the country, from other towns. And they was walking through this town, and we had to close the windows. And actually, they went to look for the rich ones, making troubles. But inside the war, everywhere, if the Nazis wouldn't help the Germans, they wouldn't know who the Jews. And who is it? They killed Atala. They made pogroms. They killed. But I can say...
But these were the same people that you had been living around.
Yeah, but in our town, I don't think they were so anti-Semitic.
They came in from
Others, from other places. Only when it started, they demanded to give out the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I say? Who is not there to take something but doesn't belong to them? If they kill the Jews, they take them out from there. They possess the property.
Were there any beginning of modern things in that village, like machinery, tractors, cars?
There was, actually, in our town. There was buses running from our home to the city, big city. In the next town to us was the train running. It was modernized in this way as I was in Asia. There was absolutely different. There was all the way down. But where I come from was more modernized. More modern. Like there was a machine. They took off the wheat from the fields.
There were machines.
Farm
machinery.
To take, not the farmers, but to take the wheat off the straw, you know, was a machine. Here was the machine what made flour.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really mill, a really factory, not what I saw in Asia. In Asia, they were putting the flour, make the flour like it was hardening, like two rocks. And there they put the wheat in this bag, used to stamp with his feet on the flour to save together the flour. Or the rice, they didn't have the machine there to take it off of the straw what it grew. They had to beat it up with a first the cows were stepping on it to take it out, they dried it first, made a bunch. And then they were beating it up with they made like I'm short in words to express. They took in a big piece of wood, they made a hole in the center. And with another piece of wood they were beating inside the rice to take the skin off. I would never have known how rice grows when it's ready. It has like a skin on top. It's not like wheat. In this skin, they had to beat off by hand the weight when the wind is on a platter to clean out the skins would blow away, and then what was left again, they was beating it.
So it was real primitive. Just
very,
the way
very
it's been
primitive
for a
thousand
years.
Yeah. Very primitive. But he is different.
Now, in the town near you, they have cars and plumbing and electricity?
No. We have no electricity at all.
No plumbing. But in that city, what is the one that you had the beauty shop?
The Airbus electricity. And the Airbus.
So that city was how big? That's called Salet?
Siget.
Siget. How big a population? Like the size of Pittsburgh? No.
Not the size of Pittsburgh. Maybe a little smaller. Not about some nice big town. Smaller than Pittsburgh.
In your beauty shop that you had there, did you have plumbing for the water?
I had electricity. Yes, and I had the plumbing.
So you really had made it into the big city there?
Yes.
Did you go back and forth, or did you live there?
When I learned this profession, I went in a bigger town than the city. Satumari, there where I learned in my course of college.
Satumari? Yeah. You went to Cosmic College?
Yes.
Was that the first time you'd been away from home?
Yes.
And met other
and
people, other than Jewish people?
Oh yes, I stayed with a Jewish couple. It was very hard. My father paid for my studies, and I didn't tell him everything that I really needed. Like, I started cutting hair at home, and there were girls who worked there in my hometown, and they called me to these families to cut the children's hair. Then I started learning there. And there I started, then was in style to Marcel Heyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never saw before how it's done. So after a few weeks learning, I was talented, I can say. I had the Marcel Heyer. And I remember, like now, for Christmas, somebody called me home to do her hair. This was the first time. So I remember when I made the wave, the waves, you know, like water waves with it myself. The first time I did good, the second time I killed it. Her husband was a little drunk. He was saying, I don't do it right. And she yelled at him not to say nothing, because she thought he don't know what he's talking. He was drunk, but poor man, he knew better than I do. I know the fact that never called me back. But I went to do it because I needed for a piece of bread to buy many days. I was really hungry. I didn't have what to eat.
You were a young girl, you didn't have enough.
A young girl. There was one day I didn't have at all what to have breakfast or anything. And I went to the shop to the school where I lived. It was a shop, a cosmetic. So one of my girlfriends called me to come and cut one of the girls here where she worked. And I cut the hair, and from this I bought a piece of bread. This was my breakfast.
So the girl whose hair you did wrong, that wasn't a Jewish family?
No. Then where I lived, this lady, there was a girl getting married Sunday. Sunday morning she came to the house there. I should fix her hair. She had long hair. And I burned her hair, and I combed all strands of hair came out.
Oh. And she was getting...
Yes, I did the way I could to make a few lay.
And that's with that iron thing that would burn the hair. Sometimes.
You have to know how to do it, not to burn it. So I had a very hard time.
So what did she say when her hair came out?
Well, I did it this way, she shouldn't see. But after the wedding, she told the lady what I did to her, you know.
That's where you were staying, in like in a dormitory type?
No, I was staying in a private
boarding
home.
Boarding house?
Not private home. Was a couple. He was from my hometown. And they took me in there and I paid him rent.
How'd you look for the wedding? You just kind of pinned it up and made it look good.
I don't know how she looked.
Well, she was happy at that moment.
As long as she paid me the violet and I had...
it fell out, but you made it look good.
Yeah, well, it was, she had a big head of hair. It didn't come out all, but a few strands came out.
She paid you?
Of course. This is why I did it.
So that's how you learn.
And that's the way I learned.
Make a few mistakes.
You learn on mistakes.
So how long was school?
Well, it was in a cosmetic, in a shop where I learned.
So it's like an apprentice?
Private. Yes. I was there for 6 months. Then I came home.
Did you get a degree or something, a certificate?
I didn't get a degree. And then when I opened my shop...
Do they pay you for your work, or you
have...
You pay them?
I paid for them to teach me. Then I opened my shop at home.